The soda industry's attorney argued the tax violates the Sterling Act, which prohibits the city from duplicating a tax already collected by the state, because the state charges sales tax on beverages. The city's attorney, Mark Aronchek, argued the tax is on distribution, which the state does not tax.
Distribution is a business. It's a real business.
Justice David Wecht seemed to grant the soda industry's case that the tax was devised artfully to get around the Sterling Act. The question, he said, is did they succeed? Industry lawyers declined comment after the arguments, and Aronchek wouldn't speculate on whether the justices gave any clues as to how they were leaning. The questions came exclusively from three Democrats on the court. Justice Dougherty was not present. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.